Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. The Montgomery County EMA says that a person who tested positive for COVID-19 has died. Now an investigation is underway to determine if COVID-19 was the primary cause of death. Officials say this is the only death investigation pending in Montgomery County right now. Some storm shelters will be closed because of the coronavirus. Autauga County EMA Director Ernie Baggett says as of now, the county's two FEMA-rated storm shelters will not open today. For more information on storm shelters in your area, contact your local EMA. And all Montgomery County facilities will be closed to the public until April 30th. County services will still be available over the phone, online, and by mail. Montgomery County Commission meetings will resume in April over Facebook Live. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
At WinCreekCasino.com, you can play online for free to earn rewards. And we're here to help you use those rewards at any of our locations. Getting to our gaming floor can start on your sofa. Getting to our restaurants can start at your table. And getting to our hotel can start in your bedroom. Play online for free and find your winning moment at WinCreekCasino.com.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Okay, Marcus commercial, take one.
With a Marcus by Goldman Sachs, no penalty CD. Wait, there's a typo. A no penalty CD? That can't be right.
No, that's right. No penalties. All right, take two.
With a Marcus by Goldman Sachs, no penalty CD, you get a fixed rate of 1.7%. 1.7%?
Let's just get through the script, okay? Take three.
With a Marcus by Goldman Sachs, no penalty CD, you get a fixed rate of 1.7% on your money. There are no penalties if you withdraw your balance early. Come on, man. Even if you withdraw your balance early?
Look, if you're not going to read the script, I could just do it myself.
Okay. With a Marcus by Goldman Sachs, no penalty CD, you get a fixed rate of 1.7% for 7 months on your money. There are no penalties if you withdraw your balance early and you keep the interest you earned. Wow, really?
Yes.
Sign up for a no-penalty CD today. You can money with Marcus by Goldman Sachs. Learn more at Marcus.com.
$500 minimum balance required to earn stated annual percentage yield, which may change before account is funded. May withdraw full balance beginning 7 days after funding. Rates as of March 20, 2020. Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. As promised, let me bring in U.S. Senate candidate Tommy Tuberville. Coach, how are you today?
Man, I like that applause there, Dan. That's pretty good.
I know. So we have a crowd in the studio that thought you were going to be here, so they're sitting around the corners waiting on you.
They got to be 6 feet apart now, Dan.
that's what Joey is telling them. Now, Coach, how are you holding up in this whole thing?
Well, like everybody else, cabin fever. You don't do much. I go out and pick up takeout. For the family here in Auburn, and I'll go to the grocery store, wash the car, sit out back and cook, you know, do something. I've been doing a lot of reading, and pretty interesting, you know, the things that you read, you know, back in the early 1900s, you know, Woodrow Wilson, you know, that's back before we had radio, I guess we had radio, but no TV. You know, he never even brought up the Spanish flu, and they didn't close anything down, but they lost 675,000 people. And, you know, that's a different world back then. You know,
absolutely.
Kept on going and, yeah.
I'll have to tell you, this is just Dan Morris on a personal basis. I think Joey agrees with me. that the worst president in the United States history is Woodrow Wilson.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He's buried in the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C. And I'm up there, and I'm going to do an event, and I hear this guy cussing. And so what he is doing is he's an older gentleman. This is back in the 80s. Older gentleman. And he is just dog cussing Woodrow Wilson's casket. I was going like,
really?
This is like too much. But, yeah, he's buried in the cathedral up on the second floor. I thought that was an interesting story for you.
Oh, yeah, different time. But how are you guys hanging?
We're doing extremely well, busy, without a doubt. I have another job. I'm a financial advisor, so you can imagine between that and radio and this issue and issues going on, our plate is full. But I'm going to pretend that you are a U.S. senator today. How about that?
All right.
And this is where I'm going. You can see if the suit fits, as they say. Senator, the things that are going on in Alabama right now, I'm not sure how much you follow what the stimulus package was, but if somebody files their unemployment claim, Alabama gives them their portion of it, and then the federal government gives them $600 a week in addition to that. In the state of Alabama, people are not able to file for unemployment online, and the state offices are closed, and the computer keeps crashing. Now, as a U.S. senator, would you feel compelled to call the governor and say, can we help you in any way to get this going? Because think of the revenues that we're losing in Alabama because we do not have that $600 from the federal government coming in someone's bank account that they're then able to spend and take care of their issues because they're unemployed.
Well, the people of the government, their number one responsibility is to take care of the people of this country. And sure. I mean, it. First of all, you know, how in the world can we, as a state, be not technology sound to be able to get this done? But of course, as you said, the federal government's going to give $600 on top of that. That's amazing. Is this true?
Absolutely. I'm not putting you away. That's true. And so,
wow.
So that means that if you're a wait staff person, say you earn $25,000 a year as a waiter, you're now going to get the equivalent of $30,000 a year plus what the state's going to give you, which could bring you up to an equivalent salary of $35,000. Now, that part of it I'm against because I think it's going to incentivize not going back to work. I think Congress is going to do something about it, and I think you would want to do something about that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I've been reading what Lindsey Graham's been saying about it.
There you go.
And even he was talking about South Carolina was paying out, I think somewhere close to $24 an hour,
right,
for people that had actually been on hourly work, and I think that the total of it came to that much. And he was saying exactly what you're saying. You know, we're going and give people incentives not to go back to work, to just sit home and draw unemployment. And that's not what this is for. This is to help people out of a tough spot, which we've got millions of them that are in this tough spot. And you got to take it off your hat off though. Because, you know, in 2008, we did the stimulus package. It took them forever to figure out what to do and how to do it to get our banks and stuff back online. But, you know, President Trump, the Fed, and Treasury, you know, they came out with this pretty quick, other than the week that Nancy Pelosi, you know, drug her feet trying to get everything but the kitchen sink put in this bill. You know, we're lucky that our federal government this time, with Donald Trump running it, jumped out there, got ahead of this thing. No more people coming from China 2 months before that, and then trying to get the stimulus bill, or really it's an aid bill. It's not a stimulus bill,
right?
Passed and to the American people. But I want you to think about this, too. I want you to think about if we weren't strong right now. You know, our economy is strong as it's ever been. You know, our banking system. That's people don't realize this. Your banks have to be strong. And if they weren't strong like they are right now going through this tough time, we'd have banks closing right and left. You know, our unemployment was low. You know, people's savings in this country were much, much more, you know, 12 years later as compared to they were in 2008. The mortgage rates are almost non-existent, which really helps people go out and get loans. Stock market's a dang high. You know, it's in record levels, and oil prices are low. So all that put together, man, if we're ever going to have something happen like this, you know, with the in this country, at least the economy at the start was unbelievably on a huge roll. And again, the unemployment was so low that we really didn't add to it. We were almost non-existent with the unemployment rate. So you hate to go through this, but if we're ever going to go through a tough time like this, you really want your economy to be strong, and thanks to Donald Trump, it was that.
I agree, but our problem is when the governor, and it was the governor that did it, not Donald Trump, she basically closed everything. And she, if you're a dentist, she put you out of business for 3 weeks. And those are people that are there. Look, when you drive around Auburn and you go to the Amsterdam or someplace, you know, one of the restaurants, not only do they not have students to service, but they can't have people inside their restaurant. They're not open. You have to go get carry out. I mean, this is crushing what is being done.
Every day that we're in this freeze, so to speak, with people not going to work, now you got to remember now, and I don't know, I might be wrong, but I'm guessing probably 60% of the people in the country are working. But you take the hotels, most of the airlines, the restaurants, anything that has to do with resorts, whatever, you know, it's all closed down. So those people are absolutely taking it. And then again, as you just said, dentists and non-essential doctors, you know, those kind of things. And
department stores are closed. I mean, I don't think 60% of the people are working in Lee County. I mean, think about it. Can't get your hair cut. Department stores are closed. I mean, it's incredible. You can't go get a massage.
Yeah. And you know, I talked to a friend of mine today. He called me and said, "Listen, I'm gonna just let you know you got a chance to be the senator here. What we're going through right now is I'm having people." He owns rental properties all over the South,
right?
And he says I'm getting calls and letters from some of these big chains that are renting from me, that you would well know, and they're telling him, "Now, listen, we're not paying rent for 4 months." And he's going, "Well, wait a minute. How am I supposed to pay my employees? So what happens in this situation is you get one person that stops the chain, then it's just a huge reaction back down the everybody else that's involved with it. So
yeah, it's a domino effect, without a doubt.
Oh, big time. And he's saying, he's calling them, Dan, and said, "Wait a minute, you can't do that. Haven't y'all got money? Well, you know, we got money, but we want to save it." And he said, "Okay, so you're going to put me out of work, and you're going to put all my employees out of work." You find out really, you know, the people that are going to take advantage of a situation. If you've got money right now, you should be like you and I. You know, I go out to eat at restaurants and don't have to. I go to the grocery store and buy and cook, but I want to try to help these people out, go to gas stations.
Bingo, me too.
And do as much as you can and try to help them out, but they're not going to be able to make it that long. I mean, we're talking now. They're talking 3, 4, 5 more weeks. This country can't handle that.
Well, the governor has things closed until April the 18th. And so, in other words, you're not going to be able to go to a restaurant for almost another 3 weeks. Not because of anything Donald Trump did, because of what Kay Ivey did. You're not going to be able to get your hair cut, and you looked a little shaggy when you were here last time.
That's not true, Dad.
You know, the thing about it is where does it stop? I mean, danged if you don't. You know, the governor's looking out, obviously, for people that are, you know, trying to stop this pandemic. And I'm sure President Trump has a weekly call with all the governors, and they talk about, okay, how do we stop this, President? How do we stop the growth of this? And really, the only way you can stop it is to put people in their homes and don't come out. I mean, that's the only way
you can
do it.
Isn't that incredible?
But it's,
I think she overshot the runway, though.
Well, time will only tell. You know, we had 5 die Saturday in Lee County's hospital of coronavirus. 5 in one day.
The Congressional Medal of Honor man, I forgot his last name. Is he doing it?
Benny Atkins.
Is he doing it?
Benny Atkins. He's up until yesterday to this point, you know, I think that my understanding was he was doing better. You can't hardly get any information out of the hospitals, obviously. And, you know, I know his son, but I've texted and today, I've not heard back up until yesterday. He was gotten a little bit better, but he's struggling. He's 86, and he travels a lot. And right. Benny is, winning the Medal of Honor. You know, you get opportunity to go places.
Great speaker.
Yeah. I think that probably got him a little bit of trouble maybe going somewhere a few weeks ago that where he contacted it, unfortunately, but we're praying for him.
Let me ask you, what would happen if we get down to the football season and they basically say you can't have Jordan-Hare Stadium with all the people in it?
You know what? That's very, very good question. And I saw where Kirk Herbstreit came out and said he'd be shocked if there's a football season next year.
I saw that.
And I think that's way too premature, but it very well could happen. But anything could happen. I mean, we could be sitting in our homes this time next year. You just don't know. I mean,
well, we don't want those damn people from Georgia coming over here and giving us coronavirus.
Yeah, but it is. I mean, everything's on the table. It really is. We have never gone through anything like this as a country that's so well versed in terms of communicating. You know, with internet and all that going on, television, radio, talk radio, satellite radio, everybody knows what's going on. And it's like we said earlier, Woodrow Wilson's days, they didn't have that opportunity. And then we lost more people that year, I think it was a year and a half, maybe 675,000. That's more than we lost in World War II.
That's incredible.
That's more than we lost in World War II. It's incredible.
Unbelievable. And now they're, and I thought there's the Dr. Fauci saying that we may lose up to 200,000 people. I think he overshot the runway. I think he's trying to scare people into staying at home. I don't think we're going to be anywhere.
I don't want that. And I don't think they should do that. I really don't. And you hear all these conspiracies out there about how it was started in China. And we don't know. I mean, very well could have, in terms of what they call it, a biological weapon. Right. I think that it'd be very hard to ever, find out if that was true. But, you know, anything goes in this day and time. And, of course, it's very, very interesting how President Trump had this country going 150 miles an hour in terms of the economy. And then all of a sudden the brakes are thrown on in an election year. And you just hope nothing like that would happen. But maybe that's what we want to come out, knowing that, hey, we can stop this. We can find a virus and maybe put a stop to it ever happening again. But there's got to be some reason that it started, and you don't want to speculate. You really don't. You know, we've got it. It's here. We need to find a way to beat it.
Well, it certainly is going to change the way we live and do business in this country. And a lot of stuff I'm very much for, this distant learning for education and trying to get kids more adaptive to computer and specialized learning versus the old traditional classrooms that I did a long, long, long time ago. And really, you know, distance medicine and things like that, I think there's a lot of opportunity here.
Yeah. Problem you got, Dan, right now is we're not a country yet that's got internet everywhere where these kids in some of these rural areas, they can't go online at home. Now they can go to the school and do it, but they can't, or they won't let them do that. So you've got many thousands of kids in this state and all across this country that are in rural areas that don't have internet. So what are they doing? Hopefully that somebody's sitting down with them, teaching them or doing something. But, you know, again, this could go on for a while. And, it's just interesting how we're going to be able to overcome this. And again, as far as we've made it, you know, technology-wise, we're still not to the point where everybody's got the same technology.
I agree. Let me do this, Coach. I'm going to go to a break. Coming back to you right after this.
Turn it up.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Carry News Talk in your pocket?
Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
When you make the decision to sell your home, what should you look for in a real estate agent? Someone who communicates well with you, an agent who is engaged from start to finish, one with experience, knowledge, and proven results?
We're Paul and Christy Millo with Wallace and Moody Realty, and we can promise you all that and more. If you need to buy or sell a house, please call Paul or Christy today at 399-7648 or visit our website at skipzillowcallmillo.com to get a copy of our 21-point marketing plan.
Remember, for all your real estate needs, skip Zillow, call Millo.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave.
Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Coach Tommy Tuberville, candidate for U.S. Senate, on the phone with us today, taking some time out of his busy, busy day. So you're not traveling the state at all? You're doing everything by telephone?
Everything by telephone. We're trying to go by the rules, try to keep everybody healthy and as safe as possible. That, you know, people don't hear around, and you can do a lot by phone. You can do a lot of planning. Unfortunately, it's put everything to a halt, as you well know. You know, it's kind of interesting. I was thinking about this, Dan. You know, our leaders aren't even in Washington, D.C. I mean, is that really what we, you know, what we want in this country? All the congressmen and senators, you know, they're all gone home. And, I guess they're on call. I guess they speak with, you know, by telephone during the day. What would you think?
They do their caucus telephone calls. I talked to Mo Brooks last night, matter of fact, congressman for North Alabama, and he said he actually thinks it's very good because he's getting more talking to his constituents instead of talking to the lobbyists and all the people with their hat out to get things up in Washington.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. That makes sense. Go home and you know what's going on in your district. I just, you know, I guess you leave it to the cabinet and to the president of what's going on, and obviously the coronavirus task team. You know, every day they have these briefings, and it's kind of ironic just listening to the media up there how they, you know, they tried to make a mountain out of a molehill and a lot of things that President Trump talks about, but he's handling it pretty well, I'll tell you. And you got the world on his shoulders, and he's trying to help everybody, not just the people of this country. And obviously, we're trying to help other countries too overcome this, because if they don't see some light at the end of the tunnel, and we do, and then we get this thing under control, then it could just all start up again, you know, if other people don't take care of their business.
Are you concerned about the influence that China has on things like medical supplies and pharmaceuticals and things like that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I tell you what, From day one, when President Trump took office, he told everybody, we're going after China. We've got to get our manufacturing back. We've got to start making money in terms of our people over here, in terms of agriculture, the things that, we send out. We're getting the heck taxed out of us going to China. Anything that comes in here is not taxed at all. And so you're going to see a huge change in this country in terms of manufacturing. After this is over, President Trump gets reelected. And I think even the Democrats are starting to see it now, and they don't usually wake up until things are completely out of hand. I think they've even woken up to this.
Once the cars run off the cliff, then they wake up.
Yeah, and that's the truth. It's a lot of different scenarios out there about what's going on. But I'm real proud that they did this AIDS package, and I'm not really fired up about obviously the Democrats, Socialist Party, wanted their hand in the cookie jar. And the problem with that is we're going to probably have to turn around and do it again if this thing keeps going. They're going to have to do another bill to appropriate more money, which just puts us that much farther in debt. And they're going to try to get their hand in the cookie jar again. And it's just, it looks like they're just intentionally trying to put this country under and make us just live off government all of our lives. And that's not something American people want, because we believe in capitalism and paying our own way and hard work and effort and not giving up on this country.
Nancy Pelosi wanted to do voting by mail for our general election. What do you feel about that?
No. I mean, people want to go vote. And a lot of people don't make their minds up to the end in elections. Most people have jobs. Most people go out and work. And you start doing all that mail out. I think it also puts a scenario where you might be able to manipulate it a little bit. And I'm a believer in going to the ballot box and voting. And if you have that opportunity, I think you give everybody that opportunity. And, of course, we have absentee balloting already, so wouldn't be any difference. But I still think polling places and going and people having the opportunity to go that day and make that decision instead of 2-3 months in advance, I think most of us believe in that.
I had Jeff Sessions on the show, and we were talking about the difference of the of campaigning. One of the things he said is, I certainly would like to debate Tommy Tuberville and offer my show as a platform. Is that something you would like to consider?
Well, I've told him all, we tried to get Jeff Sessions to debate us, for 3 months right after he got in it. He said, he felt like he had too big a lead and no reason to go out there and do that. And so I went to a forum and, in Huntsville with the rest of the guys, and some of the other guys did 2 or 3 of them, but you couldn't get Jeff Sessions to come out and do anything. Now he's getting his tail beat by me real, real good.
Joey.
Yeah. And he wants me to go debate him. Well, he's lost his mind. And why would I do that? It doesn't make any sense. He had his opportunity. He hadn't debated anybody for 20 years. 2002 was the last time he debated. He's had to run for office every 4 or 6 years. He's run into his own problem now. There's no reason for me to do that. We're just going to keep on. Here's my look at it, Dan. For 12 months, I went out to the people all around the state and told them exactly what I believe in and why I'm going to do this and that and answer their questions face-to-face. And now this guy jumps in right at the end. He wants to debate somebody because he's way behind. I mean, he jumped in the last couple of days. So now he's paddling upstream without a paddle.
Well, a valid point on your part. I just wanted to make the offer because he did bring that up, and I've hosted several debates on my show, and it's a great forum. But I see where you're coming from.
Yeah,
Coach,
I want to I could hold my own. I promise you that.
Well, the best way to find out that is to do it. But we'll, in the fullness of time, as I always say, Coach, I want to thank you for your time. Really enjoy my conversation with you. A very different conversation than we normally have. Stay safe and be good.
Okay, you too.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Tommy Tuberville, candidate for U.S. Senate. We're going to be back right after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, has the items you need for your family Easter meal. They have meat, casseroles, canned goods, as well as desserts to round out the meal. Open to the public, no membership, easy parking, and conveniently located for quick shopping. Visit them Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. You'll find everything you need for your family meals and all your spring cleaning supplies. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct. We help you make it.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says the new coronavirus is even more dangerous than expected. There are nearly 76,000 confirmed cases in his state among about 166,000 nationwide.
I don't care how young, how old. This virus is the great equalizer. My brother Chris is positive for coronavirus. Found out this morning.
And Chris Cuomo says he's feeling well enough to do his CNN show from home. New federal guidance for hospitals short on ventilators.
Those guidelines include canceling all elective surgeries, using equipment from regions not experiencing COVID-19 outbreaks. If no other option remains, the guidance says healthcare providers should consider ventilation of two patients on a single ventilator machine for short-term use.
Fox's Jared Halpern, the crew of the USS Theodore Roosevelt's under isolation, docked in Guam with up to 200 testing positive. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them. Appreciate everything they do with us.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Good news. The risk of strong to severe storms for many of us will be exiting the area soon, and the severe threat is shifting into southeast Alabama. Temperatures falling into the 60s. It'll be breezy, cooler tonight. What a change. Overnight low 46. Tomorrow high in the upper 60s to around 70. Breezy, cooler, but sunshine will be in the mid-40s on Thursday morning and barely back into the 70s, probably the mid-70s, I think, by Thursday and Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I want to thank Tommy Tuberville for calling in. Interesting interview. I thought he liked the part when I said, we're going to pretend you're a U.S. Senator.
Oh, yeah.
He liked that a lot. He did a pretty good job with that. He's pretty quick. Let's go to the phone. Let's go to Soldier Boy.
Captain Patience today.
How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. And you too, gentlemen?
How is this affecting you?
I'm living life the same way. I'm strong like a bull.
You have the face of one, too.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I get sick maybe, I am a Taurus, but that's true. No, I just don't, I guess my immune system, I'm going to start selling it, my blood on eBay. Because I get sick maybe like once a year, once every 2 years. When I had my medical records and I retired, they looked at it and they asked me if I'd lost some of my records. And I'm like, man, there's only physicals in here and immunization shots from deployments. And just don't get sick. Just good genes, I guess. So I'm
not. Yeah, except for cancer, that's me. I'm healthy as a horse. I don't.
Yeah.
I mean, in the last 5 years, I haven't been sick at all.
I only got the flu 1 year.
Yeah. You know, you notice those people that look sickly all the time. The wind blows the wrong way. Next thing you know, I'm looking for airmen or sergeant such and such. Oh, they're on a sick call. Not surprised.
Yeah, right.
Because the change of weather or something, they get sick when the wind blows the wrong way, you know. It's just sad. Let me ask you a couple questions.
Sure.
Something scared the crap out of me last night. I was watching Laura Ingraham. Some guy was talking in front of, was it Congress or Senate or some subcommittee or something? Supposed to be some famous, educated person. And he was thinking about putting a GPS chip to watch the movement of people.
Yep.
Is that scary? I mean, that's like X-Files.
Well, what he's talking about, it kind of got, it gets lost in translation, but in South Korea, that everybody kind of says they're the superstars of, what they would do is they would get your cell phone number, and then they would put your cell phone number into a GPS tracking system, and they would monitor where you've been. They went backwards in time, and then they, once they tested you, they monitored you. Yeah, but we live in the great U.S. of A.
You had a line. That's like, I like my 3 or 4 TVs per room and 3 or 4 cars in the garage.
There you go.
You know,
I don't want the government to know where in the hell I am.
That's bad enough what I had to
I don't know
up.
Where I am.
You know, with all that surveillance, I mean, look at 10 years ago, surveillance in the Patriot Act. It wasn't no biggie, you know, but now you can't go any place without a camera watching you.
Well, welcome to FISA court and all the abuses there.
Yeah, so that's got to be redone and redone severely. Who was that? The congressman from Texas that ran for president?
Congressman?
Ted Cruz. Yeah, Ted Cruz says it needs to be big time overhauled.
Yep.
The Patriot Act. Let me ask you the next following question. My next gripe. I got a hot streak going on here.
You do.
What is considered essential and non-essential businesses by the governor? Because the ABC store is open, so I guess liquor is essential?
The liquor is essential, particularly the Morris House home.
Well, you know what I'm saying. You know, I'm joking on the side, but...
Yeah, well, here's something. California said pot stores and liquor stores are essential. Gun stores are not.
I saw that. I was shocked when, they mentioned that last night in Fox News. How that can be, but this is not.
Well, and then the federal government said gun stores are essential, period.
My goodness. You think this is almost like a backdoor trying to take away your Second Amendment?
Yeah, let me tell you something. At a time when the public is scared, that's when you start losing rights.
Unbelievable. It's kind of scary because I go around Montgomery, I see nail salons open, and I don't want to sound... xenophobic or racist.
Wait a minute, they're not supposed to be open.
Well, I see nail salons open. I see jewelry stores open.
Well, jewelry stores can be open, can't they? No. Well, I know nail salons can.
It's essential. Yeah, nail salons, especially a nail salon. Like, what's that one place, the beauty place, we get beauty supplies, Beauty and Beyond? Oh, my God.
Yep.
And I noticed one key factor. These are businesses that are run by Asians. And owned by them. They just don't care about the Alabama law? They don't care about the governor?
Well, I think somebody's got to go knock on the door.
Is this going to be enforced? Because it's got to be across the board for everybody. We have to go by rules.
You heard about the Montgomery Police Department arresting a guy for being out of curfew.
That was probably me.
Well, you know what happened?
Two-liter bottle of Pepsi probably at the gas station.
Do you know what happened?
No, sir. I'm just saying.
The guy was driving the Atlanta Highway past curfew. And so they see him driving, and he's swerving. So they pull him over, and he tries to elude arrest, I think it's called. Didn't get very far because he wrecked his car. And he's drunk.
Well, there you go.
And then he's belligerent. So they're trying to just get him home, and he was so belligerent, they took him in and arrested him.
Well, I was told by a friend of mine.
I won't say he was drunk.
A friend of mine who's a police officer, MPD, told me during roll call, they were told this was basically to be enforced against preventing groups of people getting together.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's
not just a single individual like Soldier Boy getting a 2-bottle liter.
I think the Atlanta Highway case, the guy would have been able to walk if he had not been drinking and was not belligerent.
They probably had probable cause, and that car started to swerve.
See.
Start building up a little probable cause.
See.
But I am just so anti-non-movement of American citizens. I love that freedom.
And let me tell you something. When you lose them, it's when people get worried about stuff. And you look at the L.A. riots and some of the extent that the Los Angeles County police did, the sheriff operation did, that was incredible. I mean, I talked to people who lived there during that time. They said it was scary.
What do you think about China sending all those, what do you call the kits to Spain and everything, and half of them were defective? A typical Chinese quality, huh?
Well, here's the question that's being posed.
Uh-oh.
Were they faulty on purpose?
Here
we're all together now. Were they faulty on purpose, or was it just bad production?
Bad PR.
Or bad production.
Well, you know what's
because, think about this. If they went in and they tested negative, and they found out they were actually positive, but they infected another 10 people, that would make them having the same problem that other people have had.
Or had them.
And Spain has a problem.
Or they could have tested them and get a false positive and start taking all the hospital beds up, unhealthy people.
Well, what I read is that it was the opposite of that. It was showing it was negative when it was actually they were positive.
Yeah, that's kind of spooky. I mean, a lot of strange things are coming about and everything. Hey, is this going to affect our general election?
That's a great question. Nancy Pelosi said yesterday, re-emphasized it, and said it in a meeting on interview with Joe Scarborough today, that she said, well, the money I wanted in the bill for the post office was actually so we could do elections by mail in November, and they're going to be the ones delivering it. So, of course, they need $83 million to do that.
I mean, how do you verify somebody when they mail in theirs? Soldier Boy could have 100 of those cards and just send them out.
Let me tell you, by computer and by mail has been a dream of the
Democrats
for a long, long time.
They vote early and vote often?
I had Democrats, friends of mine, yes, I did have Democrat friends, in Washington, D.C., under the influence of alcohol, told me that 40 years ago.
What'd you think about the story? What was it, the JFK, was it $50 million they were given, endowment, because of our $2 trillion? Was that
you're talking about the Kennedy Center?
Yeah, and then they're going to lay off all the artists?
Yeah, No. See, that would be great if they did that. What they did is they're going to pay the artists, and they're going to pay the people who have artist chairs that are there, but the people that are the staff of Kennedy Center, those are the ones that are letting go.
Selective, huh?
Yeah. In other words, take care of the celebs and the artsy types, but the people who are sitting there running the hot dog stand at Kennedy Center or cleaning custodial, don't pay them. Let them go.
Wow. I couldn't believe when I heard that. I guess now you've confirmed that is a true story, though.
That is a true story. And I'll tell you something. I've been to Kennedy Center many a time, sat in the presidential box many a time. There's a little refrigerator there, and they give you a key, and you open the key, you open the refrigerator, and you pull out a presidential seal bottle of champagne.
Oh.
How about that? Okay,
what do you think about that, Joey?
Here's the question. Did we drink it, or did we save it?
I would have saved it.
There you go. Bingo.
I mean, that's a collector's item. How often are you going to see that?
You have presidential napkins. You have presidential cigarettes back during my day.
I feel like, Dan, you asked that question here on air so you could officially answer it on air to get it on record in a public forum, that you saved it, you didn't drink it.
Well, I never shy away from drinking something, Joey. What are you
kidding? Well, I had a friend of mine, Dan, that happened to work on, who was on Air Force One, in the Air Force, right?
Yep.
And he got some great souvenirs he showed us when
that's the best. Oh. People would take the pillowcases, take the pillows out of them, and load it up with stuff.
Now, is it true? He showed me a presidential golf ball.
Yeah, presidential golf ball. Cigarettes, presidential cigarettes. I found a pack not long ago. Obviously, you couldn't smoke them because you'd die because the tobacco was so old. But presidential, it's a, you know, you say, I want Marlboro Lights, and it's a Marlboro Light pack with a presidential band around it with a presidential seal on it.
And, oh, that's my tax money. I love it. That's where it goes.
There you go.
All right, gentlemen. Well, I got a half a day off today. I'm going to enjoy my day off.
You have a great one, my friend.
I didn't clean that formica anymore, and the formica is going to come off.
You have a great day.
You have a great day, guys.
Sam, coming back to you right after this.
Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACB.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Looking back, watching our kids and grandkids at play creates awesome memories, some better than others. I must admit, I don't much care to watch them play video games or tweet on smartphones. Way too much of that today. Hi, this is Terry with Weedman Lawn Care. Wouldn't the image of our children playing be better if it was them playing hide-and-seek, the baseball games of Pickle and 500, or badminton, Red Rover, or croquet? These games only need your kids' involvement and a great lawn for the play space. At Weedman, we can help with both. Go to WeedmanUSA.com to obtain a quote on having us turn your lawn into where children's memories are made. We'll also send you a list of great games and descriptions for them to play. They'll sure get a lot more exercise than just moving their thumbs on a keyboard. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today to begin making more great family memories on your lawn. We use only golf course quality timed release granular fertilizers. And Weedman is recommended over competitors by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and many of your friends and neighbors. Go to WeedmanUSA.com, where memories are made and promises are kept.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Two seven two nine two two eight. That's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Sam. Sam, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday.
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Pollen's got me. I can't get over this pollen thing. It used to never bother me a bit, but I guess over time it catches up. First off, I just want to admit my own craziness. Last time we spoke, I was worried about the VA and carried on. And nothing's wrong with the VA. VA is fine.
Did you get your medicine?
That was just me. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Everything's squared away, and I saw my cornea. I saw my heart doctor, and so I did get some good out of it.
Good.
But I just wanted to say that everybody else is panicking. That was my day to, you know, go nuts. But
you never go nuts, Sam.
I'm sorry. I don't know what, man. It was something that Tommy Tuberville said earlier. It reminded me of a bit of news I heard this morning. And I'm just, I'm starting to have this, not epiphany, but I'm hearing this news, and Dan, I heard that already the second bill for the second stimulus is being worked on, and the starting figure, is $2 trillion, just right off the bat, which, you know, it'll probably go up.
But, well, that's the Democrats who are working on that. The Republicans are not.
Yes. Okay, I didn't know how far it had gotten, but I heard that, and I was like, well, I shouldn't be surprised. And it seems like they've been backdoor getting, you know, remember the old, everyone should have a living wage. When I hear this about the what they're doing with the unemployment, that's what it sounds like to me. They want to get people used to getting paid more when It just, and like you said, the local people trying to get employed will be in competition with the government. And there were those that wanted to wreck the economy and try and hurt the president. It just seems like there's a certain group of people that are getting everything they want right now. And that was my 2 cents.
Let me tell you something. Change in government breeds and during chaos. And
yes,
that you, whether you're in Germany, wherever you are, Russia, China, Vietnam, anywhere, change in government breeds out of chaos.
You know, you hope for some responsibility and that people's best interest to be handled. But we'll say, like I said, in the fullness of time. Thank you, Dan. I just wanted to say good afternoon.
Sam, I want you to have a great day. I'm glad you get the problem solved.
Hey, look here. I saw a tornado pass by this morning, and I know that God loves me, so I'm okay.
There you go. Well,
man.
If you see the tornado, tell them we said hi.
About 4 or 5 miles north of the house, the one that went through Needmore and whatnot. It was a show. I see
you
later.
Are you serious?
Yes, sir. Oh, it was during Joey's show. It went through here, and I went over and checked on my brother-in-law's property. You can tell where it went across the road, and but it's north of Highway 29, about 2 or 3 miles, and it got back on the ground. They said over toward Georgia, it was up and down. I don't think it was that strong, but I don't know. It, you know, there's a lot of chicken houses over there and whatnot.
Well, I bet chickens didn't like that.
That's right, man. You don't want to lose your investment. That's all I got, man.
Thanks, Sam. I appreciate you, buddy. You have a great day. Let me get to the phones to go to Joe. Joe, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks for taking my call. I've got something spinning in my mind that I can't quite figure out. I hope you can help.
Yeah?
I see all these hospitals, portable hospitals going up.
Yeah.
And then I hear about a refrigerated truck backed up to a hospital that's taking out bodies. What are they doing with all these bodies, and why isn't there any videos, and why is it only seems like celebrities are coming down with this virus? I mean, you got Tom Hanks, he's back home feeling great, 2 basketball players hated Trump, so did Tom. Now you got Chris Cuomo, he hates Trump, he's got it. What is there's something not fitting together on this to me. I need some help.
Yeah, okay, so I'm not quite sure what you're implying. Are you implying that people are getting coronavirus because they're not for Trump?
Well, you know, it'd be sad to say that, but in my mind, what are they doing with all these bodies they're hauling out in a refrigerated truck? Are they going to crematoriums? I mean, funeral homes, cemeteries? Cemeteries are going to fill up with all these bodies, aren't they? Somewhere in New York. They've got tents up in, you know, just knowing the media like I know it, it appears to me if they're putting up tents in Central Park, you'd have some video of the patients or people going and coming, and either they're keeping that hid or they think it's too morbid for the news, but they're... I would think that even the liberals would want that kind of news on, but you're not seeing it.
Well, I did see a picture of the truck that you were talking about, and they've got the back part of it to the building, so you can't see it, but there was some video of that. But in the Samaritan Hospital, they showed the picture of them putting it up. I haven't seen patients going in there yet, but we probably will see that.
Well... maybe we will. Maybe we won't. It seems to me like all the liberal stars are the ones that seem to be coming down with this so-called, well, not so-called, it's for real, but it's a virus. And as far as I know.
But again, Joe, I'm not sure where you're going with this. I mean, so what do you think happened? Why do you think people that don't like Trump are catching this?
I was watching Mark Siegel's interview the other night, and behind him was a book called The Fraudulent Pandemic, only book on the shelf, and I don't know, it just, I like I said, I'm just puzzled. it's just too much going on that doesn't seem like it's going on. I mean, don't we really lose more people every year to the flu than we have the coronavirus?
We do, but the coronavirus spreads much, much, much greater than the flu does.
I understand that.
So therefore, it's more dangerous.
I think people have been walking around with it that's gotten over it and didn't even know they had it.
Okay. Joe, thanks for the time. Go ahead.
That's just my thought.
Okay, thanks, Joe. Speaking of drinking with a Democrat, let me go to my good friend, the one and only Ken Mullinex.
My man, Dan Morris.
So you didn't know the call-in number?
Sir?
You didn't know the call-in number?
I thought I called it.
You did?
Yeah, I thought I did. But, man, you're the voice of reason. Some folks calling in need a checkup from the neck up, and you're giving it to them.
I'm trying.
Hey, unfortunate me, I only get to hear you when I run out for pick up my lunch before I go back to work. And I'm not going to say which one I came from, but I just came from a post office. And I generally say, hey, are you doing okay? And she looked like a deer in the headlights. She goes, no. I said, well, what's wrong, my dear? She goes, we've got somebody here that just came down with COVID-19, and I can't get the manager at the U.S. Post Office to do a thorough cleaning, a top-to-bottom cleaning of this place. And she said, we're scared to death.
What?
And that's when I put my handkerchief over my face added to her fear and said, no, you hold that envelope and put it in the mail for me, would you? But I'll tell you that it's places like the U.S. Post Office, and they've had something happen that kind of concerned me in a big way, you know. And you and I fit in a category of older, sicker folks.
Well, I don't know about sicker, but
older. Well, I mean, older, more at risk, I think would be the best way.
Now, mentally sick.
Of course, and much prettier than the rest.
Yeah, mentally sick, maybe. Sickly, I don't know.
Yeah, well, you're right. Here I am, a wordsmith. But that sort of concerns me. I would hope that some of these public facilities that have a known case of COVID-19 would at least do a top-to-bottom cleaning before they keep coming in contact with the general public. But that's just little old me.
Well, tell me how ASU is handling this.
I can't speak to you, Dan, on the record